I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It can be stressful working in the news business. Seems like you're always hearing bad news. So The World's Rahul Joglekar decided to try something to relieve the stress. He stopped in at a laughter yoga session in central London.
Hello, my name's Oliver. And I'm a teacher.
I am Lydia. And I am a street artist.
What's so funny? Well, on a sunny afternoon in London, I get together with some laughter yoga enthusiasts outside a popular arts center.
My name's Rahul. And I'm a journalist.
This is Nihat Solak's laughter yoga group. Solak is a banker by profession. But on weekends, he moonlights as a laughter yoga teacher.
We'll just start with a bit of clapping exercises, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and some chants like ho, ho, ha, ha, ho, ho, ha, ha. And then I use a lot of gibberish. So we do a bit of talking gibberish with ourselves and talking gibberish with other people.
Like all yoga, laughter yoga started in India. Though laughter yoga only dates back to the mid-1990s. It was created by a Mumbai doctor. A few months later, his group has over 150 members. Mudimo Okondo is a regular at these sessions.
It's good to find a way to let go of the stress that you might have even picked up from other people. And London is like that, you know, just going on the underground is stressful. You know, people are squashed together, they're unhappy, they're going to work, they're grumpy or they're drunk. You know, you come back late and they're annoying. So it's good to be able to just let it all go.
Another participant, Oliver Linden, says all this letting go is...
an extremely un-British thing, I would say. I'm not at all British in doing this whatsoever. I would say the Brits are a very domesticated nation. They like to have tea at home. I would say I'm totally bucking the trend.
But one person who stopped to watch the session sees it differently.
I think it's terribly British and very eccentric. Yeah, that's probably why we like it.
The one reason to laugh, so I'm going to demonstrate, goes like this. So, come closer.
It started off as fake laughter, but it doesn't take that long to laugh for real when other people are being goofy. And this was very goofy, even by my standards.
I think we've done enough today. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good, very good.
For The World, I'm Rahul Joglekar in London.